I'm Debbie Dashinger. Welcome to Dare to Dream. Be inspired to live big and bold and take action to turn your dreams into your reality. Go beyond obstacles and limits of your thinking. Accelerate results to catapult yourself to success. I'm a visibility expert who gives media makeovers to clients, booking them on media interviews and turning their books into international bestsellers with guaranteed results. Join me at DebbieDashinger.com. Dare to do great things. Dare to shine. It's all about you becoming a visionary and leading the pack. Welcome to your daring new life. Hi, this is Debbie Dashinger, and welcome to Dare to Dream. What a great show we're going to have today. Lori Ann Spagna is here, and she'll be on a little bit later on. She's a best-selling author, spiritual teacher, ascension guide, multidimensional channel, intuitive healer, animal communicator, and starseed. She radically transformed her life after a series of near-death experiences while she was living in Maui. And Lori is here today to talk about fifth dimensional living, vibrating and aligning with the fifth dimension and beyond. And plus some information about your soul and how it's calling you. Well, today I want to talk to you about the goose story. I have enjoyed the story about geese, and I come back to it from time to time just to remind myself. And once upon a time, I was given a stuffed toy goose that honked, just to remind me of this idea. I can't think of a better time on this planet to hear about the geese and what they do naturally, what's inherent in their DNA. Every fall, we see geese heading south for the winter, flying along in the V formation. So why a V formation for geese? Well, it's interesting to know that science discovered that as each bird flaps its wings, it creates uplift for the bird immediately following. And by flying in V formation, the whole flock is at least 70% at greater flying range than if each bird flew on its own. Now, if a goose falls out of formation, it feels the drag and resistance, and it quickly gets back into the formation. And when the head goose, the one at the top of the V, becomes tired, it rotates back in the V, and another goose flies up front. Why do they honk? Geese honk from behind because they're encouraging those up front. Keep up with your speed, you're doing great. And additionally, when a goose gets sick or is injured or falls out of the formation, two other geese fall out with that goose and follow it down to lend help and protection. And those geese that follow the one down, the fallen goose, they stay with the fallen goose until it can fly again or until it dies. And only then do they launch out on their own or with another formation to catch up with their group. Clearly, right, from this story, we can learn a lot from geese. Geese are naturally predicated on teamwork. They honk. They communicate with one another. They uplift each other. They are companions who never abandon. And they are faithful to care and help for each other. And geese also share a common goal, very common goal. So how can we behave more like geese? Who can you uplift and care for today? What team can you align with to make more visible and to increase their ease? It's really all about being responsible, I think, to ourselves and to others. Responsibility, the ability to respond. William J. Bennett said, "We are here to help one another along life's journey." The story of the goose and the geese. When we come back, Lori Spagna is here talking about fifth-dimensional living plus how to let your soul be your guide. Stay right there. We'll be right back.
Mm-hmm. Whether you're a wine novice, a wine lover, or a wine specialist, you will love directsellers.com/debswinewonders because it's sourced from boutique artisan vineyards from around the world. Give the wines as gifts for colleagues to bring to social situations or just enjoy it with family and friends. The box of wines I've been receiving from directsellers.com/debswinewonders are superb, to be frank. They take care in the wine they choose. Their in-house wine experts ensure that the members get only the best. They've been tasting and selecting wine for over 15 years. The goal with this club is to send you wine that you love. Each month, our experts select great premium wines from wineries around the globe. Your satisfaction is guaranteed at directsellers.com/debswinewonders. That's direct, CELLARS.com/debswinewonders.
You've had enough of seeking for your purpose. You are ready to start living it. Right now, you only need one answer. What realizing your life's purpose will look like. How exactly will you do that? You don't want to make another mistake, change careers, only to feel trapped and bored again. You want to absolutely know what your special gift is and who you are meant to serve with your gift. Great business ideas are just that. They are aligned with your true essence and make a profound difference in somebody else's life. Get your free Activate Your Life's Purpose call with Lyra Kay, an international best-selling author, quantum success business, life coach, and your creative genius activator. Lyra Kay will help you take the next step today so you can make an impact and realize your potential now. Book your call at shesgotpassion.com.
Tell the world about your product or business. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. The award-winning program is syndicated on over 60 stations, has a big following, and large listenership. If you're ready to expand your reach, become a sponsor or advertiser on Dare to Dream Radio. Best rates, great results. Email at ads@debbiedashinger.com. That's ads@debbiedashinger.com.
Welcome back to Dare to Dream. I'm Debbie Dashinger, and Lori Spagna is a best-selling author, speaker, visionary, light worker, and starseed who has transformed the lives of thousands of humans and animals through her channeled ascension guidance, intuition, sacred energy healing, and animal communication. Lori provides ascension training and support, sacred energy healing transmissions, sacred key code activations, and dormant DNA activations for humans and animals. You can get your free gifts from Lori. Go to lorispagna.com/free gifts. That's lorispagna.com/free gifts. Lori, welcome back to Dare to Dream. It's great to have you.
Hi, Debbie. Thanks so much for having me today. I'm looking forward to our conversation and to sharing with our community.
Yes, indeed.
I'm excited to be here. I always love connecting with you. You know, you're like one of my faves, Deb.
Ditto. And it's been too long. So I want to start with catching up. I want to know what you're doing in the world these days since you were last on the show.
Yeah, well, a lot has shifted. It's been a very radical, transformational time for many of us on Earth. And I think that for me personally, the spiritual, the inner evolution, the inner journey is off the charts. I mean, it's just off the charts transformational in such a relatively short period of time. There's no way I would have ever known that this is what I was going to incarnate into. That's all I could say. I mean, I think it's happening globally, of course, for those of us who choose to participate in this massive evolutionary shift, that we choose to participate in this in a conscious way. And of course, in our community, that's kind of pretty common. But I just never knew, for me, that it would be so dramatic. I never thought I'd be having conversations with beings from 12th dimensional consciousness. I never thought I'd be getting divine downloads straight from source on how to heal and resolve issues that the entire population is experiencing. I never thought I'd be speaking with a collective of the entire animal kingdoms. I never ever knew I'd be healing and resolving issues for the collective globally. I just didn't know that. And there's no way that could have happened. Yeah, there's no way that could have happened if I hadn't gone through my own inner journey and transformation in such a radical and at such a speed of light. It's literally been the speed of light.
So here you are in this evolutionary shift, as you call it, communicating with other dimensions, communicating with animals, getting downloads from source, and you're really delivering transmissions and help out to the world. What do you see, Lori, that's going on in the world right now? What's good? What should we be paying attention to, or what should we be cautious of right now?
Yeah. Oh, I love this question. Well, first, what's good is everything that we decide is good is good. So it's up to us to choose what's good. What should we be doing is we should be going within. And what that means is we need to be constantly looking within ourselves to see, to reveal to our own selves how we are creating the reality we are experiencing from within. What is it within each of us as individuals that is creating the external reality that we're experiencing? This is one of the most important questions we can ever ask. If we judge it as good, then let's do more of that. And if we do think, feel, and experience more of that by giving more of our attention to it. If we judge it as bad or wrong, it's not to be avoided or denied or resisted. It's rather to be received as an opportunity to change something within ourselves. So, not externally, not trying to petition or fight or struggle with the external world, but rather to look within ourselves. So that's part of that. And then what should we be avoiding? What should we not be doing? We should not be giving our attention to news, because that is, when I say news, I mean the propaganda on television.
Yes.
There is nothing on TV that is true. That is where the fake news is. It's all propaganda, and it's designed to manipulate, coerce, control through the energies, the frequencies, and the vibrations of fear, dominance, and manipulation. So we should not be doing that. We should not be wrestling or struggling with things in the external reality, because that will just create more wrestling, struggling, resistance, reaction, etc. And we should definitely not be giving power in any way, shape, or form to external reality other than to receive it as a reflection, to receive it as a biofeedback loop, a loop of information coming back at us that serves our evolution.
This makes sense. So here we are. You're suggesting we spend much more time going within. And I want to shift a little bit to the dimensions, because I'm fascinated. You mentioned before that you're receiving communication with a 12th dimension, so that's pretty high up. So help us, let's start with the 3D, 4D, 5D. Help us to better understand that.
Yes. Well, we've been living in a 3D reality. 3D reality is based on physicality. It's based on space. So there's a space between you and I. There's a space between people and God. There's someone external from you, and that has, there's sound in that reality, and there's light in that reality, and space in that reality. That reality still exists, and we continue to have it. It just, we're now meant to open up to higher, lighter dimensions of reality. We talk about a fourth dimensional reality. We're talking about non-physical space, non-physical consciousness, things in the non-physical realm, thoughts, emotions, ghosts, angels, masters, teachers, loved ones, right? That's fourth dimensional consciousness. You start realizing chakras, energy, you know, like what is all that stuff? You know, it's 4D. It exists. It's real. It's just non-physical. So we have to open up to that first before we can really expand beyond, you know, moving beyond 3D requires us to open up to that higher truth, that higher knowing. And then when we anchor into 5D, we're anchoring into a new vibrational frequency that's based on the reality, the truth, that ultimately everything and everyone is connected to this oneness, this unity. We have a unity consciousness, and that in that frequency, that vibrational range, rather than being controlled, dominated, and manipulated as we are in the third dimensional reality, because we're completely unconscious of these higher dimensions. For the most part, we deny their existence. In the fifth dimensional reality, we recognize in this unity consciousness that we choose, desire, and intend to let love be our guiding frequency. Love, peace, love, peace, joy, harmony, and higher truths that go beyond 5D. So, I mean, I can go on into the other dimensions because it's fascinating, but I don't know if you want me to continue with this. Do you want me to go on?
Let's start. Well, I'm like blissing out here on the fifth dimension. Oneness, unity, love, peace, joy, higher truth. Really nice. Really nice.
Yeah.
Utopia,
yeah.
It sounds like. Are there requirements for living in the fifth dimension?
Yeah, for sure. The requirement is that, number one, you have to clear out all your own personal density of third dimension and even traveling, sort of traversing the fourth dimensional reality. So if you think about light, we are traveling at the speed of light. That vibrational energy is a vibration of love and peace. To anchor into 5D, to really align with 5D, you really can't be anchored into any vibrations or frequencies or energies that are less than love, peace, joy, unity consciousness. So you have to clear that density out. That includes all those densities. Their density can be categorized as emotion, emotional pain, emotional trauma, emotional struggle, judgments, fear-based energies, manipulation, egoic structures. You still have ego in 5D, but the ego is choosing peace, harmony, love, forgiveness, compassion. You still have ego in 5D. The ego wants to serve, be of service to the greater good. The ego wants to make a difference, a positive difference in the world, to continue to align with source and other benevolent beings to assist. But in 3D, the ego is self-serving and is only really moving based on basic needs, egoic needs of survival. So you clear out your survival needs because you realize as you align with source in 5D, you're being of service to the greater good. You're getting all of your service comes with and from and through your alignment with source. And as you continue to do that, that's where the gifts come from. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it totally makes sense. And as I listen to you, I'm wondering if, because we're living in such an opposite world right now, you call it the 3D, and this is where all this stuff is up, where there's so much separation, where there's violence, where there is not peace, not truth in the media,
right,
as you said, and in other places. I'm wondering, when I hear you say this, is it so? Is our planet like this right now, because this is a crossroads, a time to make a choice and choose to go into a fifth dimension?
Yeah, well, part of the reason that those things are happening is because the light, the intention of the light, the beings like me, like so many of this community, what we're doing is we're extracting our life force from those kinds of experiences. We are extracting, removing our energy from it. And so without a sustainable light, that those paradigms, those experiences are collapsing in on themselves. And if we witness them, they look very violent, very aggressive, very painful. And they are, but we're not giving our life force to them anymore. And so with less light to sustain it, lightness, with less life force energy to sustain it, it's collapsing. So that stuff is going away. But it's still something for us to witness, because what I always say about those kinds of experiences is that they are experiences of what were, what was, mm-hmm. but not what will be.
Oh, wow. Well, that's a lot of hope. I really like the sound of that. I'm ready, personally.
Yeah, we are ready. we are ready because we've been holding the light and working with the light and clearing out the shadow for so long. We've been doing so much inner work, and those people and experiences that are still going on in third dimensional reality basically are getting pushed into, again, you know, choosing that, that's all density. That's all, that kind of experience is not part of the future. It's not where we're going with the light. And what happens is what you have is two, what we call separate timelines kind of playing out, and they're overlapping. We have a third dimensional timeline overlapping with a fifth dimensional timeline. And these are basically, when you talk about a timeline, what we're talking about is a collective of agreements where beings say, okay, these are the kind of experiences that we want to have. And you know, then you have another collective in the third dimensional that are saying, hey, well, we still need to work through these issues. We're not done with them. We're still having to work through issues of, you know, these kinds of things going on in the third dimensional reality. So they're not done working through it. They still are having the opportunity to choose the light. But regardless, if they don't finish working through it, they will finish off their lives, you know, the way they would have without really finding the light in this lifetime, without anchoring into 5D in this lifetime. And they'll come back at a future time where the light is more total encompassing for all of humanity. Or else they will make a choice and start clearing out more of their density. It's just that now it's getting harder for them. Why is it getting harder? Because there's less light in that reality. There's less life force in that reality. I personally am not having any of those kinds of experiences. None.
That's cool.
To me, a hard day, when I wake up, a hard day is like I wake up and I'm like, okay, wow, I'm a little bummed out about how some things went, but okay, what, you know, I'm just going to let those go and just put my, yeah, it's like there's no, I don't have any war or fighting. I don't have any sickness or illness in my family, in my life. My family is doing better and better. Like there's just the light, your life experience completely shifts as you anchor more fully into 5D. Hmm. It's just, and that is true, that any person who really is consciously living in 5D, they will really agree to that, that all of their life experiences shift because in these higher dimensional realities, these lower dimensional experiences are unsustainable. They're unsustainable. So you're carrying this frequency, this vibration of love, of peace in every cell of your body and being. Your DNA starts being more activated because you have to consciously participate in that. You're aligning more and more with these higher, lighter frequencies. And because you're in alignment with these higher, lighter frequencies, they are not vibrationally compatible with lower frequencies of things like anger, resentment, war, fighting, struggle, domination, manipulation. They just aren't compatible. And so they polarize, like the law of polarity polarizes these experiences. So you don't have them anymore. And you realize some people are still dealing with it, but it's not your experience.
So aligning with higher, lighter frequencies, it's available to all of us. Clearly, Lori's living there. Sounds like a great invitation. You're listening to Dare to Dream Radio. Join me after the show on Facebook at Dare to Dream Radio and TV. And when we come back, I'll be asking Lori Spagna about the other dimensions beyond 5D, about the soul and the difference between soul's remembrance, alignment, reconnection, and reunion. Stay right there. We'll be right back.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? BeingYouClass.com.
Tell the world about your product or business. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. The award-winning program is syndicated on over 60 stations, has a big following, and large listenership. If you're ready to expand your reach, become a sponsor or advertiser on Dare to Dream Radio. Best rates, great results. Email ads@debbiedashinger.com. That's ads@debbiedashinger.com.
Listen, do you hear that? It's the sound of your life running smoothly. A big part of harmony has to do with your thoughts. Are your issues ruining your life? Debbie Dashinger is a certified BARS facilitator who uses energy clearings on clients for healing, creativity, aging, sleep, money, and more. In a BARS session, you will begin clearing away issues and allow harmony and change. Book your BARS session at www.debbiedashinger.com.
What would you say if I told you that you could change your life in only 1 hour and all while lying down relaxing? Thousands of people all over the world have. What am I talking about? It's called Access Consciousness, the BARS. The BARS is an energetic body process that contains 32 different points on your head that, when run, assist you in releasing decisions about any area of your life that you have made solid and, as a result, cannot change. The BARS is the first class in Access Consciousness, a dynamic set of tools and information designed to transform any area of your life. When you have a BARS session, the worst that can happen is you feel like you had a fantastic massage. The best thing that can happen is your whole life could change. Go to accessconsciousness.com today to find a facilitator, to schedule a private session, or to find a BARS class in your area. Are you willing to give yourself an hour to change your life?
This is Debbie Dashinger. I'm interviewing Lori Spagna on Dare to Dream, and you can get your free gifts from Lori at lorispagna.com/free gifts. Okay, Lori, we promised. What about the other dimensions beyond the fifth dimension? Share more about the other dimensions beyond.
Yeah. Well, so I want to just say where I get most of this information is because I often go to the non-physical realm. And this is one of my unique greatest talents and gifts is that I'm able to go into the non-physical realm and extract information from the unknown realm. So this is unknown information, and I extract it from consciousness, bring it into my consciousness, work through it, do the inner work. Like, what does that mean? What is that? I don't understand that. Bring clarity on that. Like, I'm working through it, and then it integrates into my consciousness, and that's when I can translate it and share it here. So when we talk about six-dimensional consciousness, part of what's living on the sixth dimension is universal laws. And these laws, they're not like gravity is a law of nature, right? So it exists in our reality, but if you move beyond planet Earth, it doesn't exist anymore. That's because it's not a universal law. It's not universally true. But it's true whether you believe it or not. You don't have to believe in gravity. It's still real. Well, universal laws are unbreakable. They apply to our entire universe, no matter whether you believe them or not. So they exist on a six-dimensional frequency. And when you're accessing sixth dimension, the laws will actually work with you. They're conscious of themselves. And so when we start following those laws and knowing how to operate within them, they really serve us much better. I'll give a really short example, and then I'll talk about some of the other dimensions. With money in third dimensional reality, the belief system is if I spend it and if I give it away, I have less. And that truth becomes true because of the law of free will. So you have a free will law, which honors your free will, that if you choose to believe that, you can have that truth. And that is a superior, it's kind of like not a superior law, but it's always operating. But there's another law that says law of circulation is what you circulate out circulates into the field and comes back to you with equal or greater force. That's law of attraction. So according to those laws, actually, if you take on the belief, like every time I circulate out this money, it's going to go circulate in the field and come back to me in equal or greater force, which is true. Now you're going to suddenly be a lot more abundant every time you give money out. This is universal laws on a sixth plane. There's a lot more laws than that, but it's important to know them because it'll shift your entire experience. Everything you experience will shift as you align more consciously with them. So then there's seventh dimensional consciousness, which exists. That's vibrating, holding frequencies of love. Angels live there, masters, teachers, loved ones, benevolent beings, they live there. And then, you know, beyond, you have other benevolent beings also, extraterrestrial star family races who are incredibly benevolent. And the highest, higher consciousness is, of course, divine source consciousness. But, you know, this would take a whole course. Like, I have a whole course on this called Exiting the Matrix and also Dark Arts Training. They're both on my website at LoriSpagna.com. So, I mean, obviously we're taking like 2 minutes or 5 minutes to explain it, but hopefully that helps understand some of it. It helps, and it's so important for us to do this because, again, it really transforms the way we experience life to be so much more benevolent, so much more enjoyable. And that's what we all want.
Yeah, 100%. I like where this is headed, and I love the fact that you can dance on all these planes. And so that leads me to wonder about the soul. And, you know, you talk about letting our soul be our guide. So in the midst of all this and all of what's possible, we've got these laws of possibility, I'll call it, and I know there are many laws, and these places where we can go to connect with the non-physical, with source, and beyond, if our soul chooses to be our guide to help get us to these very beautiful places and spaces, how can we begin doing that? How can we start doing that now?
Yeah, well, our soul is absolutely choosing to be our guide. It's the question of whether our egoic free will choose it. So, and in fact, it's really interesting, Deb. It's so interesting because I've had a lot of these, like, lost souls come to me recently over the past couple of years. And they're like humans who are so fragmented from their soul. And they're people I've known, like, you know, ex relationships, where the soul is like, can you please talk to my soul? Because that resonates, vibrates into the field that the human on some level is getting it, so I can get into the body more. So the souls have been fragmented and sort of, but they're still connected, always connected to their human. The human vehicle, and this is true for animals too, by the way, the vehicle is the vehicle for the soul's use. The soul is meant to embody the vehicle. But in 3D, the soul is very fragmented off and separated and having experiences on all different timelines. And it's fragmented. It's having all these emotional experiences, which is why people get emotionally triggered and they go into reactivity, states of reactivity and unconscious, you know, patterns. But as we call the soul in and bring it back home into the embodiment that we have, our physical bodies, we have less of that kind of knee-jerk reactions, fight or flight reactions, fear-based activities, because the soul is love and consciousness. And as we embody that soul, rather than it being something, you know, in the fourth dimensional realm, just floating around trying to get into the embodiment, you know, that's why I say let the soul be the guide, because the soul is love. The soul is consciousness, and it's meant to be in the container. Now, just something really interesting on this topic as a side note too, is that when you look at emotional issues, like disorders like depression is when the ego is going in one direction and the soul is trying to lead the human in another direction.
Oh my God, say more about that. That's fascinating to me.
Yeah, I mean, all of these emotional disorders that people are dealing with and, you know, depression, manic depression, bipolar disorder, even multiple personality disorders. Another one is schizophrenia and also even seizures. These are all, the soul is trying to go in one direction. The human ego, and true for animals too, mm-hmm. is sort of like fragmented from the soul. And so the human has lost their connection with that love, that source of their love, their joy, their happiness, and they don't know where to go. So they're in the shadow, going in the wrong direction in a sense. And the soul keeps saying, come this way, come this way. I am the light. I am the love. but they are having trouble finding it. So unfortunately, what do? They go to well-meaning doctors, unfortunately, very often, that then gives them a pill, which is the solution in 3D, and that just puts them in a state of sort of unconsciousness even further. So they can't feel their pain. At least the pain of the emotion is saying, this is the wrong way, honey. That's what the pain of the emotion is. And it's trying to redirect them to the light. But if you can't feel your pain, at least now you're just lost. You're even more lost soul because you can't feel your pain and you can't see the light. You can't connect with that lightness. And it puts you in this state of, you know, fragmented unconsciousness. The pills are just another potion to keep you stuck in 3D.
Well, depression, I just want to say, is it's really a dark hole, you know. And I've had my own experience with it.
And yes.
It is, it's like a world unto itself. I almost want to say it's a dimension unto itself. So when you speak about the soul saying, let's feel this pain, if you'll just follow me, forget about the ego, I'm going to help you get out. But I think it's hard in that darkness to actually understand even where the soul is at.
Yes, it is. It's so fragmented.
Right?
You're in a very shadowy place, and you're absolutely right about that. And it is a really challenging, really challenging experience to work through. And I mean, I too, when before I got onto my alignment with Source, I had those experiences as well. In fact, I can see it in people's numbers. I always know it in the numbers because I do numerology too. I mean, I don't really do it. It's just a fun tool I get to use, I get to play with. But in any case, you're absolutely right. It's really challenging. And it is vibrational too, though, in a sense, because we're living in this new reality is a vibrational reality. So the moment the soul just even starts to have any flickers of vibrational attunement, that is sort of the breadcrumbs, the guidepost. Mm. Like, oh, there's this slight light. Oh, my God, there's this flicker of hope. There's this flicker of light. And if they keep following their joy, even if joy is just, okay, I sat on the beach today and cried, but I felt a little better. That's a flicker of light that they need to keep following, the nature, you know, or whatever it is that helps them to re-find their way back to alignment with Source. But of course, again, this is what healers do. I mean, I'm a healer. This is what healers do. It's never me doing the healing. It's the fact that I can channel through this light and call forward this light and also act as a facilitator of the light, the divine source light, and these benevolent beings in the higher realms, that I can assist and serve a human and or an animal. Both, usually I do them together, and even massive groups. I do this with massive numbers of people online in group calls online, you know, group activations and group healings. And it is amazing how quickly and radically their experience, their happiness and their joy, their health, their well-being shifts, because vibrationally you can jump from the lowest vibrational energetic to the highest vibrational energetic very quickly, very rapidly, and with a minimal amount of discomfort. It's way more benevolent, so much more benevolent than we can even imagine in the physical reality, you know? Does that make sense?
So I just want to ask, when you talk about how you work with people, because I know, I mean, I've known you for many years. I know you're a big hit every year at the Conscious Life Expo. I know that you do online classes. I've taken your animal class before, et cetera. How can people work with you? Because I have to say, when you talk about what's possible and people are feeling where they're at right now, that is a really pleasant leap. That sounds like a really great place to be operating from. So how can people work with you? What does that look like?
Well, the first thing is they need to head over to LoriSpania.com and join the community, because there's no way I know who they are. And they can get on the community and be willing to receive the newsletters, because I send information about the events that I do. But anyone can work with me. You can be anywhere in the world, because when we're working with Divine Source and these benevolent beings in the non-physical realm who assist us from higher, lighter trajectories, wherever we are in the world is irrelevant. What is relevant is that we are working with the law of free will, so we consciously consent to participate Because if you don't get on the call, if you don't consciously consent, you can't really receive the benefits. So you have to participate. And these events that I do are by webinar. Sometimes they're local, wherever, or if I'm going, you know, visiting somewhere. But they actually have to register and join. And they're so affordable. Most of them, the group events, I mean, I have a sacred healing alignment call that is basically a sacred government call where we are creating, consciously creating, working with the laws of the universe, working with the higher realms, working with intent, consent, and authority, which is law of free will, to create the reality that we want. We're simultaneously clearing and healing these shadow structures from within us, beliefs, belief systems, points of view, perspectives, frequencies, energies, vibrations, also especially implants. Most people are completely unaware that our fields have been completely implanted by old structures. We can even go out there on a limb and say negative aliens. It's not that obscene to think that that's possible, that that's true, but for some people it might be. We have to clear out implants and all kinds of interferences in our energy space, in our bodies and beings. So we do these on these calls. One is a sacred government call. One is a speed activations call. On those, we activate codes. We activate codes in our DNA and in our cellular structure. There are codes waiting, dormant in all of our bodies that most humans have no idea. If I tell you about an original divine blueprint, do you know what that is? Maybe for you might, you really might. But most people don't know that there is an original divine blueprint in every human being and in every animal for perfect and ideal health and well-being. Now, you activate that, it's going to start shifting your whole body. Okay, most people don't know what like a diamond code activation is or a Christ consciousness activation is. Most people don't. In this community, people are more attuned and awake about that stuff. But for the bulk of humanity, they don't know. So unless they're activating it, consciously participating, and this isn't something you can just think it and say it, because it exists in a vibrational realm that's so beyond the third dimensional consciousness, the third dimensional vibration. So we have to access that vibrational attunement. We have to access that vibration in order to awaken it within ourselves. That's why someone like me as a facilitator is a person to work with, right? It's not that we can't do it within ourselves, but we need to work with the vibrational frequencies that attune us to it. Does that make sense?
Yes. How beautiful. I just keep hearing so much hope, so much possibility. There's so many answers out there. And I love the idea of an original divine blueprint for humans, humanoids, and for animals as well. We're going to take a break. And when we come back in our final segment, I'll be asking Lori about our true galactic family, DNA, dormant DNA, and the cellular codes of awakening. And if it's time for you to be an author and write a book, hire a certified coach who ensures you will write a page-turner. I'm a book coach who also takes your book to guaranteed international bestseller while assisting with media interview bookings. Get your book written, take it to bestseller, and be interviewed. And when it's time to get your manuscript done, email bestseller@debbiedashinger.com. Stay right there. We'll be right back.
Debbie Dashinger's Radio Interview Mastery Program is a unique branded system that works. MediaMasteryRadio.com puts you on a fast track to grow your business and easily book interviews. Learn how at MediaMasteryRadio.com. Debbie is fiercely committed to guiding entrepreneurs, authors, speakers, healers, and business people. Learn how to leverage your radio appearances to grow your business and increase your visibility at MediaMasteryRadio.com.
Do you have a published book that never reached its bestseller potential? Are you working on a book or ebook you hope to publish soon? Do you have a book locked inside, waiting to release your message to the world? Go to mybestsellerbook.com. My bestseller book will launch your book to a guaranteed bestseller status. Learn more at mybestsellerbook.com.
love wine? Do you enjoy drinking it or sharing it? Well, maybe you know a lot about wine, maybe you don't. Thanks for entrusting me with picking and choosing the most amazing wines from all over the world and delivering them to your home or business. You will receive as few or as many bottles of wine as you like, with tasting notes in your magical box of wine, detailing the regions, the history, and even food and wine pairing. We will deliver to you the best wine in the world. So get in, get wine, get social at directsellers.com/DebsWineWonders. Sit back and truly enjoy our wines, because we take great pride. We have invested a great deal of time selecting the most incredible wines from all over the world we know you'll enjoy and want to share. At directsellers.com/DebsWineWonders. That's direct, CELLARS.com/DebsWineWonders. Yum.
You've had enough of seeking for your purpose. You are ready to start living it. Right now, you only need one answer. What realizing your life's purpose will look like. How exactly will you do that? You don't want to make another mistake, change careers, only to feel trapped and bored again. You want to absolutely know what your special gift is and who you are meant to serve with your gift. Great business ideas are just that. They are aligned with your true essence and make a profound difference in somebody else's life. Get your free Activate Your Life's Purpose call with Lyra Kay, an international best-selling author, quantum success business, life coach, and your creative genius activator. Lyra Kay will help you take the next step today so you can make an impact and realize your potential now. Book your call at shesgotpassion.com.
Welcome back. I'm speaking with Lori Spagna, who's a best-selling author, speaker, luminary, and visionary. You can find her at LoriSpagna.com. Okay, Lori, so true galactic family. I love this. So if we feel that we have galactics, Arcturians, Sirians, Pleiadians on our team, is this our star family? How does that work?
Yeah. Well, we're all beings from the stars. We're all humans are to some degree or another hybridized race. And the question is, as we align with our original, what's within us, as we awaken our DNA and activate the dormant knowing within us, we start to know more and more fully who our star family races are. And we have more and more clarity on that. But all of us are connected to star beings. It's just in 3D, most people are primarily functioning from what we would call our reptilian ancestry, also gray ancestry, draconian ancestry. That's who we were and how we're evolving out of that. But yeah, we all have star family races within us, and it is stored in our DNA. It's stored in our Akashic records as well, which I know we don't have time to go into. But yeah, that's part of uncovering and discovering who we are, yeah.
Right. So I'm wondering if a deep inner feeling that our roots, our true place of origin in the stars is enough, and we don't necessarily have to recall exactly where our galactic origins are or where our galactic guides might come from.
We don't have to. That's part of individual discernment, individual choice, to whatever degree it matters to you. You know, some people like to study philosophy and other people like to study astronomy. I mean, it's kind of your choice what you want to know about, how much you want to know about your... Some people want to go to Ancestry.com and some people don't really care. It's up to you, you know, but it's in there. It's in there. And I can tell you this, it will serve you to know more, whoever you are, about higher truths about who you are. That for sure will serve you.
All right, that's pretty cool. So yeah. Share more about DNA and dormant DNA. What are
they? The DNA is one of the most important things you can know about. In third dimensional consciousness, you have two strands of DNA, basically, And you're a victim of those two strands of DNA. That's how people function in that reality. So your DNA, you're a victim of it. And if you're shifting somewhat into fourth dimensional consciousness, you're probably aware of Bruce Lipton, the biology of belief, epigenetics. That is that you have some control over your DNA. But you still believe you're stuck with your first two strands of DNA. It either gets turned on and activated or it's kind of dormant. And even in third dimensional consciousness, a lot of people don't know that they have 10 more strands of dormant DNA. That's validated by science. But when you start shifting into 5D, the part of the way you shift into 5D is to activate and awaken the dormant DNA. The first two strands actually represent all of the density and the information you've been given through your ancestry. And you can clear, heal, and resolve that so that patterns in the DNA, like, for example, breast cancer in your lineage or diabetes in your lineage, can be completely cleared out of the DNA. It won't even show up. But in 3D, that's not possible. In 4D, they don't even really know that's – you don't necessarily know that's possible when you're accessing 4D. But it for sure is possible. That's what healers do. If you're a healer like I do that. I work as a healer working with the DNA. I'm clearing that out. All that memory – that's not serving you gets cleared out. It's unnecessary. Then we activate beyond the first two strands. That's where your superhuman abilities start coming on. Everybody's psychic. Everybody's a healer. Everybody can practice animal communication and telepathy and have a two-way dialogue with plants, minerals, animals, Mother Earth herself. Everyone can connect with higher realms. And the more DNA beyond the first two that you activate, the more dimensions of consciousness you have the potential to engage in and interact with, because DNA does directly correlate. DNA can and does directly correlate with lightness and dimensional options. So in other words, the lighter you are, the higher bandwidth you have to access other dimensional states of consciousness beyond 5D.
And what are the cellular codes of awakening? What does that mean?
Cellular codes are codes that are stored in the DNA. They're very specific codes. So we can activate an awakened DNA. And in the beginning, like when I first started activating DNA 10 years ago, that's all I would do. But what happens is when you get into deeper levels, multi-layered strands of DNA activate. Inside the multi-layered strands of DNA, as you activate, more codes are in there that reveal themselves, and they also need to be turned on, and they activate and awaken even more. So when you're saying, oh, this is so light, this is so exciting, this is so hopeful, it's because I've activated that. I know what is in our future. I know what exists for humanity. I'm not the only one who knows it, and it's within all of us, but we have to activate that in us, and it's waiting to be activated. Those are the codes, and they identify themselves. The codes will identify themselves. As I've been activating codes for people and animals, I never knew what this stuff was, Debbie. I never knew what this stuff was. And I'd get like, okay, you're going to activate this code. You're going to activate these codes. You know, they're always light, and they have patterns of sacred geometry, and they're perfect, perfect divine codes. They are beautiful, brilliant, amazing. I never knew what they were. Wow. They just started telling me, like, this is what you need to activate for people. This is what humanity's ready for. It's awesome.
It is awesome. It sounds like a beautiful place to live, a really knowing place to live, faithful place. Yes. And Lori, this is Dare to Dream. What are you next, Dare to Dream? What are your future dreams and goals?
Oh, my God. My dream for all of humanity is that all of humanity awaken to this higher consciousness. And that everybody get on the ascension timeline, which is the timeline that we're on, the primary timeline for humanity, where everyone is awakening and aligning with these higher truths of love, peace, kindness, compassion, unity, consciousness for the greater good of all. My dream for humanity is that all of the waters are purified, blessed, cleansed, bathed, purified, and harmonized in the love and light, that all waters, all earth, all of Mother Earth, is equally treated with this kind of energy, that it's all in the higher frequencies. And especially my dream is for all animals to be treated as truly sentient beings, to be all animals in captivity, be treated with kindness, respect, honor, dignity, compassion, kindness, all those things that we elevate to higher consciousness where we know this is real, true and possible for everyone. And it is. It exists. And it's up to us to align with that. That is my dream.
Amen. Thank you, Lori Spagna, for being with us today on Dare to Dream. Amazing.
Thank you so much, Deb, for having me. And do we have like 2 seconds for me to just say the free gift again that people can go?
We're here at the end, so shout it out.
Thank you. So they can actually get free gifts on the DNA, on how to activate their DNA, if they go to lorispagna.com/free-gifts/DNA. And they'll learn all about activating their dormant DNA. And they can also get some other free gifts if they go to lorispagna.com/free-gifts/animals. They'll get tons of amazing stuff on vibrational energy healing for them and for their animals, and learning animal communication and telepathy, tons of stuff. So it's all over there. I know you were saying the link at lorispagna.com/free-gifts. But if they add the word animals after the /free-gifts/animals, they'll get the animal gifts. And if they add lorispagna.com/free-gifts/DNA, they'll get the free gifts on the DNA.
And get yours today. This is great stuff. This can take this conversation much deeper so you can have your own visceral experience of what Lori's talking about. And I end today's show with this reminder again about the geese. The geese flying on a V formation, they quack to encourage to the ones in front, and in that way they keep the same speed. And when there's courage and encouragement, the progress is better. A timely word of encouragement always motivates, helps, and strengthens. It produces the best of benefits. Next up on Dare to Dream Radio, I'm featuring the channel, David Watson, and later on, the channeled energy known as Julius. You can subscribe to my inspirational YouTube videos at youtube.com/DebOnTheRadio. And remember, the secret of success is having the courage to begin in the first place.
To contact the award-winning syndicated Dare to Dream radio show, go to debbiedashinger.com. Keep your excellent feedback and comments coming. Your host, Debbie Dashinger, is an expert at goal achievement, a media personality, an international best-selling author, and a keynote speaker. Debbie leads high-quality teleseminars on how to achieve goals, how to be a self-published best-selling author, and how to get booked on radio. All classes are at debbiedashinger.com. Debbie's best-selling books are Dare to Dream, This Life Counts, sold on Amazon, and her second book, Wisdom to Success, The Secrets to Accomplish All Your Dreams, sold online at all bookstores. Tune in again to hear the next inspiring interview guest who has turned their vision into a successful reality. Want more support in making your dreams come true? Go to debbiedashinger.com. That's www.debbiedashinger.com. You'll see videos, MP3s, archived interviews, and amazing products sharing the secret steps to making your dreams come true. Remember to dream big with every expectation that your dream will become real. Dreams are free, so free your dreams. What do you dare to dream?
Here I'm standing now, waiting for my time to be all that I can. Easy to forget, life is in my hands, and I can change it if I